and being professional. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher on being professional. Have you met happy people in your life at any time? Have you met people in your life who enjoy themselves and who are thrilled with everything that they're doing? They just think the world is wonderful and life is wonderful. Have you ever met people like that? When you meet people like that, you meet people who enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy being themselves. Now, have you ever met a professional person in your life? You say, well, I've met professional people who say they're professional people. And are they happy people? Well, not always. Why aren't they happy? Well, they're doing a job of being professional. A professional person, as I interpret it, is a person who is doing what they like to do. Is doing what they like to do. Like a little child, he's a professional. He goes out to his play box and he plays there, and he's completely oblivious to anything going on around him. He doesn't know what people are around him. He doesn't know that it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day. He just is having a good time. He is so intensely engrossed in having fun and doing whatever he's doing, he just thinks it's wonderful. Now, how many people can do that with their daily activities? When a person goes to work in the morning, do they find their work so satisfyingly engrossing that it's quitting time before they even know it? A lot of people are like that. I know I used to have my jobs like that. I used to, in my newspapers and in my magazines and so forth, the day would come to an end all too quick. And then I'd go on the night shift, go out and do interviews and go to council meetings and other things and write them up for the newspaper, what have you, and come back to the office and immediately write it up and put it in the box to be set and type, and then I'd go home about 12:30 or midnight or so, whatever the case may be. And when I got home, I was just filled with enthusiasm. I wasn't tired. I wasn't feeling like I had put in a hard day, a long day, and so forth. I just felt very rewarded. It was a very happy day. And Faith would oftentimes come out to the kitchen and she'd say, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just having a cup of coffee here and smoking my pipe and thinking about today. She said, oh, well, you should come to bed. I said, I will, but I'm really not tired. I'm just so filled with enthusiasm for the day. And I'm so happy with it. And I'm not thinking of ways to do it better. I'm not thinking of ways to do it differently the next day. I'm just enjoying my day and enjoying what I did and enjoying what had happened. Now, a painter who goes in to his easel and he paints, and oftentimes he doesn't realize that it's potty time or supper time or breakfast time or anything. When he's engrossed in what he has in his mind, and he attempts to get it down on the canvas, he's not thinking of time, he's not thinking of anything. His body doesn't mean a thing to him. It's just there. He doesn't have to do it. When you're sitting on a bus and there's no way you can go to the toilet, you just decide you're not going to go to the toilet. And you don't go. So when a person is engrossed in their activities, they're professional, they are so engrossed in it, they don't even think of any other needs of their body or needs of anything, and they aren't hungry, and they just have no desire for anything except doing what pleases them. Now, the professional people in this world are the happy people of this world. It doesn't matter what their profession is. Their profession may be a babysitter, you know? Now, do you think a mother would make a good babysitter?
Yeah.
No, she'd be rotten. She'd be a rotten babysitter because she thinks she's a mother and has so many things to do. A babysitter comes over and takes care of the kid. A babysitter doesn't clean the house. A babysitter doesn't make the meals. A babysitter doesn't do anything. Perhaps sometimes they do, but basically they don't. A babysitter sits the baby. and entertains the baby and takes care of the kid. If the kid's sleeping, the babysitter reads a book. She doesn't go and clean the house, or he, whoever it may be. They just are there. And that's what the parents want, is someone reliable to be aware of their kid. They don't want someone there who's going to get so engrossed in cleaning the house that they forget all about the kid. Their number one requirement, their number one interest should be the kid. Now, a mother doesn't know how to do that. A mother gets involved in all the kids. A mother gets involved in getting the meals ready. A mother gets involved in doing the housekeeping and the ironing and the washing and all the things that go into keeping up the house. And sometimes the mother even goes out and mows the lawn and washes the windows and gets involved in just a dozen wonderful things. Now, she's a professional mother, but she's not a professional babysitter. Now, is a professional mother always a good mother? Not necessarily. Because oftentimes she's worried about her own little problems instead of taking care of the kid. And she has her own worries in her heart and she lets it disturb her child. Now, when you go to the office, what do they tell you to do? Leave your home problems at home. And when you go home at night to your family, they say leave the office at the office. And this is wise, because the people in the office can do nothing for your home problems, and the people at home can do nothing for your office problems. So get involved in that. In My Three Sons, we watched Fred McMurray as he came home to his three sons, and he was carrying work home with him, but he tried to do the work after he had been with the kids and eaten supper and said goodnight to the kids, put them to bed. Then he went on to do his work that he brought home. Now, he didn't want that to interfere with his family or anything else. And it didn't. Except that the kids, after they went to bed, didn't want to stay there. They wanted to get up and come over and see their dad and talk to him and discuss their world conditions. And when he felt it was important, he stopped doing what he was doing and he talked with them and worked with them. Now, that's a professional person, but not a professional father. If he were a professional father, his kids would come first in whatever their needs were. And maybe they did. Maybe his manner of handling them taught them respect of other people, respect of how he has his work to do, respect of what he's doing in his life. A professional person is really something to be thought about. In the Song of the Spirit, we have a chapter entitled on being professional. And if each one of you were to take a few moments and read that chapter, you would find that that's a new way of looking at things. It's a new way of considering yourself and considering what is important. Because a professional doesn't have responsibilities. He just does things that delight him. And what delights him are the things that he is expected to do. If he is not doing a job that delights him doing the things he's supposed to do, he sure better get a different job pretty quick, because he will start having some little fun things in his life, like cancer, like arthritis, like broken legs, like headaches, like glasses, like rheumatism, like lumbago. And people who are not happy doing their profession come up with all sorts of things that disturb everybody and themselves too. Now, if you're having things that are disturbing you, maybe you should think of how you're handling your job, or whether you're handling it, or if you think you're doing what is right for you to do. Now, that's very important. That's very important. You want to be happy living in your life. You want to be happy doing what you're doing. And if you're not happy doing what you're doing, boy, you better look at what you're doing. Look at it very carefully and reassess it and maybe change. Instead of being a mother, be a father. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You say to your husband, sweetheart, I had a lot of talent, and I was very good before we got married. I had a good job, and I'm a good executive. I'd like to get a job, and how would you like to stay home and take care of the kids? Oh, I always wanted to do that, but I never asked, you know. Well, here's your chance. Now, do you want me to fill you in on all my details or let you find them out by yourself? Well, for the first week, let me find it out by myself. And then after that, then I'll show you and tell you what I'm doing, and then you can tell me if I'm doing it right or if there's some other ways to do it easier. And, you know, when she doesn't tell him how and what to do, he figures out easier ways to do many of the things that have to be done, whereas she did it one way because that's the way it happened to evolve. He looks at it and says, oh, I'll do it this way. And it may not be better, but it is not necessarily worse either. So a professional is a person who likes what he does and does it well. And I would like to see all of us be professionals in our life, to like what we do and do it well. And as we like what we do and we do it well, life's a lot of fun. And we're not always crying and unhappy and feeling sorry for ourselves and trying to break all the rules of the game and then wonder why the game's not working for us. We have rules of every game. Here in the monastery, we have lots of rules. Not really too many, but we have lots of rules. And the rules are, number one, to do as you have agreed to do. Everyone is given opportunities to do different things, and everyone has agreed to do whatever they've chosen to do. Now, if the time comes when you break an arm and you can't do certain things, then we change you. If time comes that you lose your sight, then we change you. We don't give you proofreading anymore. You know, it all is a matter of what fits in with who you are. No. On these things here at the monastery, think about these things. And on the things in your life out there, think about these things. What's going on in your world? Are you a happy person? Are you fulfilled? When you end your day, do you think you have as much energy as you did when you started it? That's what you should have. Because whatever we do in our life, it never uses up one portion of the energy that we have within us. And again, in the Song of the Spirit, read one of the paragraphs where it says, we really don't need food and water and air and all these things, but as long as we say we need it, we better give it to ourselves. But recognize that we really don't. And when you come to the realization that that is not what makes you healthy, a big ad came in the mail and it said, you do not have to diet, and you do not have to lift weights, and you do not have to exercise to lose weight and be healthy, and be healthier than you ever thought before. You can be healthy, healthier than you ever thought before, and it works very simply. I did it one evening, the writer says, and I realized what it did, and I applied it, and I took off 30 pounds and kept it off for over the past year, and I'm doing just great. So, if you will order my book, if you will order my pills, I will send the book to you, and then you will know what my program is. And I thought to myself, I'd like to get a hold of that guy's book and read it, and then write it myself, telling everybody about his wonderful technique that works, if it works, and send it out free on the internet. Because I find it very distasteful, people who say such things like that and lead you on and want you to buy their products and so on, there should be a law against that, because that is just not very nice. And it may work, and it probably doesn't. Because if he's a doctor and it works and he gives it to all of his patients should be super, you know. But I quite imagine that only maybe two or three of his patients are super, the ones that he told it to, who are practicing, if it works at all. But we're tempted on these things, and we're tempted to try everything that comes down the pike, which is normal. And if that's your choice, go ahead. But just remember, that's not going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is when you like yourself and you use good judgment in everything you do. So have a good day and know that I love you eternally.
I love you.